This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Tuesday, May 30th, 2006. Man, May has been flying by. I can't believe it's the end of the month already. And, of course, yesterday was my birthday, and I got so many cards and so many wishes, and I'm going to talk about them a little later in the show. But first, I'm going to tell you about what I did this weekend with the boyfriend and all the surprises he had for me. Excuse me. Start out on Friday night. I spent the whole weekend at the boyfriend's house. So any of you who emailed me or called and left messages, hopefully by now you've heard back from me. But I was definitely out of contact the whole weekend because the boyfriend and I just spent the weekend together and pretty much didn't do anything with the internet or with the podcast. So anyway, start out Friday evening. The boyfriend made this chicken cutlet dinner for me, and it was really good. And I'm trying to think what wine we had. I can't remember what the wine we had, but it was a very nice, relaxing evening. We just caught up on what was going on with each other during the week, and you know, did our usual bitch sessions with each other, because that's one thing we like to do is on Friday nights when we get together, we bitch about how the week was, and we do a good job of listening to each other and asking each other questions and stuff like that. So that's what I love about our Fridays together. We get to bitch about stuff and, of course, be together. But then when we were getting ready to go to bed, I go into the bedroom, of course, and on the bed is a new pair of sleeping pants. And I'm thinking, oh, the boyfriend got himself some new pants. Well, as it turns out, that was the first gift that he gave me. And it was the idea that he was going to surprise me with little gifts during the weekend. So he gave me a new pair of sleeping pants because, yes, we do sleep in pajamas because we don't like sleeping naked. Anyway, so they're very nice. They're Nautica. They're like a blue, two different shades of blue, plaid. Of course, plaid, because I love plaid. So he gave me that for before we went to bed. And then, of course, when we got up in the morning, he made breakfast. And I'm trying to think, didn't he give me something? No, I can't remember. Damn it. Oh, I know what it was. On Saturday when we were getting ready to go out, because he, was it on Saturday? Yeah, it was on Saturday. We were getting ready to run errands and go shopping and stuff. In the shower, because, you know, he always lays out a towel for me in the shower and fresh bar soap or whatever. Well, on top of the towel was a bottle of the, one of my favorite colognes right now. It's the Ralph Lauren Romance. And So again, it was like a little surprise gift that he's placing around the house and where he knows I'll be. So when I get in the shower, I see this bottle of cologne sitting there on top of the towel. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. So of course I wore it that day. And then we went shopping and did a couple things. And trying to think what else. Oh, I bought two shirts. We were out shopping. And then in the evening, our friend John came over, because it was on Saturday. It was John's birthday exactly on Saturday, so we had him over for dinner, and we had a wonderful time with John. We find out that he's actually taken a new job in Boston and is moving to Boston in July, so disappointed about that, but happy for him that he got a new job. And we had a great time. We had wine and a great steak dinner and some delicious potatoes the boyfriend made. And got a little silly, but that's always fun. And we had a cake. Earlier in the afternoon, the boyfriend had made a cake, and a birthday cake, and I thought it was for John, but it actually turned out to be for both of us. And I ended up icing my own cake, which was kind of fun, but, you know, silly too. And then the boyfriend put candles on the cake for when we were getting ready to blow out the candles. And he put, because John turned 35, so he put three candles one side and then five on the other for 35. And then for me, he put four candles on one side, and then he was teasing and put eight candles on the other. So it was like 48. I'm like, sweetheart, I'm only 42. So that was fun. And then, let's see what else. I can't remember what else we did. I guess we just cleaned up and went to bed. And then Sunday, the surprise was that he, well, we actually had a very slow morning. He went to church, and I just kind of like lounged around and watched TV and stuff. But then the afternoon is when he had the big plans for me, because you might remember he told me to dress, you know, like wear khakis and a nice shirt for Sunday. So we got dressed up, and he wouldn't tell me where we were going, so then I had to figure it out by where we were driving. We went, of course, as you know, the boyfriend lives in D.C., so watching the roads that he's turning on and looking at the signs, we ended up at the Kennedy Center. And at the Kennedy Center, we got to see the a show called Sheer Madness. I'm not sure if that's nationwide or what, but Sheer Madness has been playing here in D.C. forever. And what they do is they... I don't know if it's a show all over the country or not, but what they do is they like customize it for the area. Like they were talking about things in Georgetown and DC politics and stuff. But the way the show works is that it takes place in this hair salon in Georgetown, and this crazy lady lives upstairs of the shop, and she plays the piano too loud, and she ends up getting murdered, and then you get to go through the whole point of figuring out who the murderer is. And then they actually start talking to the audience and asking for clues and what we saw and then questions and stuff. And you help them figure out who the murderer is. And then right towards the end, they ask you to vote. And you get to vote who do you think murdered the lady upstairs. And then they tell you. And then as it turns out, at the very end, excuse me, at the very end, they tell you how they do this. That once the vote is in the majority voted for a certain person, then they change the play to go, you know, against the person who the audience voted for. So that was really cool, and it was really fun. We got to sit right up close to the stage. It was in the Lab Theater at the Kennedy Center, which is like this big open kind of like theater with seats, not like stadium seats or anything, but like benches and stuff that are up on on risers or whatever. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and we had a great time. And then the boyfriend surprised me by taking me to our favorite restaurant, Kincaid's in D.C., which is an extremely exclusive, extremely expensive restaurant. And we had a bottle of Nebbiola and some great fish dinners, and it was really good. So that was the surprise on Sunday. And then, and that was really nice. I have to tell you, if you haven't been to Sheer Madness, I think you'll think it's funny because of course, the hairdresser guy was gay. But anyway, so we had a great time. And then this morning, or Monday morning when we woke up, the boyfriend had the last gift for me sitting at the table for breakfast. And it was this really cool wine book. It's almost like a wine book for beginners. It's not like the dummy books or anything. This was actually a real book. And it goes through and tells you all the different kinds of wines and the regions they're from in France and what you should expect from the wine and the different grapes. And I mean, it's a really cool book. So that was really nice. And he gave me two little, I guess they're wine pourers. Once you open the bottle of wine, you stick this wine pourer in there, and so it doesn't drip on everything, so you can pour the wine. So that was a lovely weekend with the boyfriend. Now someone's calling me on Skype. Who is it? I'm going to go ahead and click. Oh, it's just an authorization for Ramble Redhead, who wants me to be on his show, and I'm definitely going to be on his show, but I am busy right now, so I'm not going to go there. Anyway, let's see. As I was talking about the weekend, so the weekend was really good, and then we went to, after breakfast, we went to the Bishop's Garden, which is one of our favorite places to go to at the National Cathedral, and ate lunch there and had a bottle of wine and chit-chatted and... walked through the garden and looked at the roses. The roses are absolutely beautiful. And then it was time for me to come home. So I had a wonderful weekend with the boyfriend, lots of little surprise gifts, and that was really fun. And just a great birthday weekend. But now, of course, along with the birthday weekend comes all the cards you get, the emails you get, the phone calls you get, the comments on the website you get, all the... audio files that people sent. So I'm going to go through and thank all of these people for sending me all these different things. And I'm going to start with birthday wishes that were sent to me in audio format. And first up, we have Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. He actually left his on Skype. So we're going to play his message on Skype and listen to this.
Hey, Archer. It's Chef Mark calling. It is just before midnight on the 29th. And I'm calling to wish you a very happy birthday. I know that you're enjoying it along with your Memorial Day holiday, but I wanted to give you a call and say happy, happy birthday. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Aw, thank you, Mark. That was very nice of you. I'm so glad that you were able to send me that. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes. And next up, we have Bert from Musings Northwest. And I listened to the message already, but I'll play it for you, but and then we'll talk about what he has to say. So listen to this message from Bert.
Hey, Archer, it's Bert from Portland, Oregon calling. Just wanted to make a little audio file for you. Since you had requested people do that, I've really been enjoying your show lately. You've had some wonderful topics, and in particular, I liked your show this week on the 12-year-olds. I thought it was just hilarious when you had to abruptly end your phone call with Ollie. I think that's what his name was. I could just picture you sitting there with this look of horror on your face when you found out his true age. I probably would have done the same thing. Have you seen that show, Dateline NBC? I think it's called Internet Predators, where they show these people who are online looking for underage people to meet up with. And when you talked about the 12-year-olds, it totally reminded me of that show. So I'd be interested in hearing your comments if you've seen Dateline NBC. So anyway, thanks for a hilarious show on the 12-year-olds. Also, just wanted to let you know that this week I recently downloaded Skype. I hear you talk about it a lot, and of course talking with other people. So I went ahead and downloaded the software, and I haven't actually signed up for it yet because the username I want to use has already been taken, and so I have to come up with a different username, so I'm thinking about that. But as soon as I do get an account, maybe if you're interested, we could talk online someday. I think that would be really fun. I'd enjoy that. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that since this is your birthday week, keep your eyes open for a birthday surprise. And that is all I'm going to say on that topic. So hope you're doing well. And again, thanks for all your great shows. You're doing a wonderful job. And keep up the good work, Archer. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Bert. That was so nice of you. Now, let me go to a couple things that you mentioned. You mentioned about the Dateline NBC show where they talk about the predators and the... yes. Anyway, I have seen that show, and I have been watching it about 3 or 4 times now. And that certainly is scary about guys trying to hook up with, you know, really young kids online and then going to the people's house and finding that it's a setup for the cops and for Dateline NBC. That is scary. That is absolutely scary. I can't believe there's that many people out there. But anyway, so yes, Bert, I have been watching that. And then he said that he also enjoyed that little bit from about the Dateline NBC, the whole Ollie thing where I talked to the 12-year-old and got scared, so I stopped the show. Yeah. And then he says that he has downloaded Skype and is going to get on Skype. And Bert, let me tell you right now, I would love to get you online and chat with you and record a show, because I've been we've been like blog people for more than a year, probably a couple years now. I've been reading Bert's blog and he's been reading mine. So we're like blog buddies, like I am with Homer. But so Bert, yes, we'll definitely have to get on Skype and do a Skype conversation. And then the last thing that Bert said was that I should be on the lookout for a gift in the mail. And sure enough, well, see, I got this message on Friday. So on my way to the boyfriend's house, I said, I've got to go to the P.O. box just to check and check just in case, because I haven't been able to go to the P.O. box all weekend. So I had to do it Friday, and they were closed on Monday. So I went to the P.O. box, and I have this, there's this big box in there, and it's from Oregon, where Bert is from. And I couldn't open it right away, so I took it to the boyfriend's house and opened it. And all nicely, gently packed in there was a beautiful bottle of wine. It's called Cuneo. I believe it's called Cuneo. It's 2002 Bordeaux-style red. And it's from Oregon, 66% from Oregon and 34% from Washington. And it looks like a really nice bottle of wine. It's got a high alcohol content, 15.6%. And the bottle is beautiful. I think the bottle might even be black, but it's hard to tell. Anyway, Bert, I cannot believe you sent me a bottle of wine. That is extremely nice of you. I just set the bottle down. And he wrote a note, too. It says, Dear Archer, how old would you be if you didn't know your age? Happy birthday and many blessings to you this year. Enjoy the Northwest Northwest wine. Bert, from Musings Northwest. Thank you so much, Bert. I can't believe that. That's like the sweetest thing anyone's done for me this year for my birthday, was to send me a bottle of wine. Bert, I just can't believe you. Thank you so much. Actually, I don't even know how to thank you, because technically we really don't even know each other, and here you are sending me a bottle of wine. That's so nice of you. So thank you, Bert. I really appreciate it. That was a very sweet gift. I really like it. And we're definitely going to catch up on Skype, so thanks. Next up in the audio comments section was a voicemail, kind of, from Vincent. Vincent sent me lots of birthday wishes on the website, in email, and so forth. And he also sent an MP3 of Happy Birthday. Now, Vincent, if it wasn't illegal for me to play Happy Birthday on the show, I don't want to get sued by Michael Jackson, so I'm not going to play it on the air, but I listened to it several times already, and I appreciate it so much. It was a nice rendition of Happy Birthday, and that was so sweet of you, Vincent, to think of me when you're so far away in Malaysia. That's so nice of you. Hope you had a good weekend, too. And he's right. He's sent a couple emails and comments on the website about the birthday and Memorial Day. So thank you, Vincent. So nice that you're thinking of me. Next up, we have a voice comment from, or a voice wish, whatever, from Nick in Paris. So now we've become international with Malaysia and now Paris for the birthday wishes. Now, take a minute and listen to this audio comment or audio wish from Nick in Paris.
Joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, Archer, joyeux anniversaire. Hi Archer, this is Nick in Paris, calling to wish you a happy birthday in French, because you were born in France, and I hope you have a great day. I just want to let you know that I'm catching up with your shows, and I'm halfway through last week. I'm back from my weekend in the UK, and that I'm thinking of you on your birthday, and that I hope you have a great day, and thank you for the great shows. Take care, and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nick. That is so cool that you were singing it in French. Oh, I love the French language and your accent. It is dreamy, dreamy, dreamy. Thank you so much, Nick. And I just heard, actually, I heard today Nick on Ramble Redhead show. If you haven't heard that, you should tune in and listen to Nick's interview with Ramble Redhead. Thank you, Nick. Next up, we have Andrew from I Say podcast. And he sent this really cool audio comment. And, well, let me just play it for you, and then I'll say something. So listen to this birthday wish from Andrew of I Say.
The answer to the great question,
yes,
of life, the universe, and everything,
yes,
is 42.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Hi there, Archer. This is Andrew from I Say. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a great 42nd, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye.
Thank you, Andrew. That was so cool. I don't know how you're able to do that little thing with the guy saying 42. I don't know if that was your voice and you were just manipulating it or what, but that was really cool. Thanks, Andrew. Love it. And actually, now speaking of Andrew, I listened to his show, and he had on Ollie's mother. You might remember Ollie as the 12-year-old that I had the little conversation with, and I had to stop because he's 12 years old. And that was a good show, too. So listen to Andrew's show with Ollie's mom. Okay, now let's move on to the emails we got. We got lots of emails from the birthday. And I know that it's probably boring for some of you, but people love to hear their name on the show. So, and plus, the fact that they took the time out to send me an email, a birthday email, I want to mention them. So I got an email from Professor B and Miss Penelope. And I'm not sure who they are. I don't remember if they are longtime listeners or not, but he says, "Dear Archer, love the trip through your seventh grade yearbook. It brought back a lot of memories for me and made me very glad that junior high school is over. I hope you have a very happy birthday and get lots of spanky poos from the boyfriend." Oh, speaking of that, Professor B and Miss Penelope, it says, "Best wishes, Professor B and Miss Penelope." Speaking of the Spanky Poos, the boyfriend did give me 42 Spanky Poos this morning, actually on our Monday morning on my birthday. So he definitely gave them to me. So thank you for the email, Professor B and Miss Penelope. And then we got an e-card from Paul in Philadelphia, a really cool e-card. I love those e-cards. And, of course, I can click on it and go to it, and it's really cute. Thank you, Paul. And then we got a message from Special Delivery Mark giving us birthday wishes. He says his, where does it say? Just a quick email to send you birthday wishes, wishing you success and happiness. Thank you so much, Special Delivery Mark. I listened to your show about the music just recently, and it was really good. And then we got a birthday message from Ollie, the 12-year-old in Liverpool. It says, "Happy birthday, Archer. I'm sorry that I never sent you a sound file, but I couldn't get around to it, so I hope this will do just fine." And of course, Ollie, it will. Thank you so much. He says, "I hope you have a great birthday and have a lovely time spending it with the boyfriend." Thank you, Ollie. And I did. And then I got another e-card from Lee of the Lee Wordside, the blog that I've been reading lately. And he says, "Thanks for the comments, and that he hopes that I have a very nice weekend with the boyfriend, and that he waited on me hand and foot." Well, he didn't. Well, not hand and foot, but he did wait on me a lot. He provided a wonderful weekend. So thank you for that email, Lee. I appreciate it. And then the final email we got was from Narik in Madrid, Spain. And he says, "Happy birthday, Archer." Thank you so much, Narik. I'm so glad to hear that you're still listening. That's great. We haven't heard from you for a while. And then we go to the comments that were left on the website. And we got a lot of comments. We got, let me see if I go to the thing. We got comments from Chaz from Mapusant, and he actually wished me happy birthday last week. We got a birthday wish from Trunk Guy, from Beth, and John Q. Thanks, you guys, for the leaving the comments for the birthday. I appreciate it. And then the actual cards that I got in the mail aren't people who are necessarily listeners of the show, but family members and friends. I got one from David of Dating with David. Haven't heard from him in a while. And from Sean in Oklahoma. Thank you, Sean. And then from my sister and my brother and my dad and my aunt. You know, typical birthday cards. Very sweet. I appreciate them all. And then we got calls on my voicemail, my regular voicemail line, from Dating with David, from Bob, my artist friend on the northern neck of Virginia, from my mom, who I need to call back, by the way, and from Homer. So, gosh, all those birthday wishes, I feel so loved. It's so nice. I appreciate it so much, you guys. And it really was a lovely weekend. And I know this podcast has been dominated by my birthday, but I said I was going to report on the weekend, and that's what I did, and share all my birthday wishes with you. Now, coming up tomorrow on Wednesday's show, I recorded a podcast on Saturday night when our friend John was over for dinner, and we just kind of turned on the iRiver and just kind of chatted about things. And John was a little shy and his voice was a little low at times, but we got a decent show out of it. So I'm just going to go ahead and post that show for Wednesday. And then I have no idea for Thursday and Friday. But of course, this is just Tuesday, so I have no idea. Anyway, I think I will wrap this up. But I want to thank everyone again, everyone, for all the wishes, the voicemails, the comments, the emails, the cards, the gift from Bert. Thank you so much, Bert. And now, if anybody else sent something in the mail, I won't be getting it until later today, so I will talk about it later this week, because the P.O. box was closed all weekend. So anyway, again, thank you, everybody, and have a great day, and I think that's all I wanted to say. I'm trying to think. I guess that's all. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Archer Radio.